Time to go to the guest line. And Amy and I have been talking about how our boss makes decisions about us, whether or not we deserve promotions or raises or to be fired altogether. And we're pretty sure that he is consulting artificial intelligence. Yeah. And we know that that is becoming a more and more common practice everywhere. And it could be affecting you and your employment as you sit at your cubicle right now listening to the show instead of doing work. Let's talk to Dante King, human resource management consultant, formerly director of workforce. And Dante is with us now on KMOX. How's it going, Dante?
Going pretty well, thank you.
So, are we in danger of losing our jobs because of artificial intelligence, because a manager somewhere has used it to determine what should happen to us?
Yes, and I think even in a more expanded context, a lot of people that I'm in my network use it to draft reports, to do other things that they would otherwise have people in their workforce do in terms of tasks and or projects. What I would say in terms of the threat where making decisions where people are concerned, it comes down to human bias. And if people are not entering the right information mm-hmm. to produce results that consider certain factors, then those factors won't be considered in what the tools produce. And I think it's important to understand, especially in the employment context, when decisions are being made around promotions, raises, et cetera, that in our society, you know, we are a society that is exponentially, or we are significantly affected by things like categorization, race, gender, age, sex. And if the ways in which certain groups or certain people from certain groups are affected or impacted are not considered, then those tools will not be used properly.
Yeah, the study that was conducted online last month looked at over 1,300 full-time manager level employees in the United States and found that 20% of managers said they let AI make decisions without human input. So my question would be, for all of the concerns that you mentioned, you know, not having nuance, not having personal relationships, knowing how somebody works or their character or so forth, is it even legal to have a decision made about someone's salary or job security without human input?
That's a good question. I believe that, you know, I'm not sure. I have not come upon any information that would lead me to believe that it is illegal. But I do think that that is a question that could potentially be answered through the courts in the future, because I think that there will be more cases of people feeling or believing or maybe even being able to prove that they were discriminated against or that mm-hmm. certain factors weren't considered. And I think to your question, people need to be much more thoughtful than allowing artificial intelligence tools to define or to determine outcomes where people are concerned without any human consideration. I think if we allow tools to do our jobs, we, in essence, aren't needed. What are we needed for? Mm-hmm. And I think it comes down to that and a lot of other nuanced considerations.
Yeah, well, along that line, if it's not illegal, is it at least upon the employer to present to the employee whatever decision's been made, how they came to the decision? Do they have to notify you that, yeah, we used artificial intelligence, at least in part, to make this determination, whatever that is?
They should. And it's so interesting that you asked this question, because I just produced a tool that I'm sharing with different organizations that I consult with around how employees should advocate for their rights and advocate for getting more information when their performance appraisals are delivered to them. Many times employees do not advocate in those ways. And I think it will become vitally important for people to ask more questions about how certain decisions are being made around hiring, promotions, raises? Absolutely. I think it comes down to a sense of or an element of immorality, or it's potentially unethical. That's what I would say, because when managers and supervisors are hired into their positions, they're hired because of their experience. They're hired because of their critical thinking abilities. They're not hired to for the purpose of sitting behind a desk and using a resource or a set of resources to just make decisions on their behalf. I think it is lazy, and it is just again, I think it comes down to immorality and a sense of it's unethical, in my view.
You were formerly the Director of Workforce Learning and Development for JP Morgan Chase. You also worked for Wells Fargo, two pretty big companies. Is this something that is more common in larger companies, or are you seeing smaller companies do this because they have a smaller workforce and therefore would like artificial intelligence to take on some chores for them?
Yeah, I'm seeing it more and more, I would say, in more mid-sized and or larger companies. There's just so much of a demand too. I think sometimes people are overworked and tasked with so much responsibility that they're trying to make decisions very quickly. And I think because people are d really being demanded to produce more in less time or with less resources, these resources actually, I mean, I'm kind of talking about the other side now, the double-edged sword. But these resources help deliver results pretty quickly. And I think there's so, like I said, there's so a lot to consider here. And people are trying to show that they are productive and really proving their worth and improving themselves in order to get to the next step. And these resources make it very easy. I'm not going to say easier, but easier to do that.
You know, I just keep thinking of AI, and I know artificial intelligence, it gives this impression that somehow the artificial intelligence is like thinking on its own. But like you said, it is wholly dependent on the input, what kind of data a manager is putting into AI. And then it's a summary based on averages, but it doesn't see the intangibles. It doesn't have that relationship to understand character, ability to adapt, attitude, ability to learn, all of those things that are so important. And like you said, are the very reasons why managers are hired in the first place, is to be a good people person.
Absolutely. And I would also add to that, just for example, you made me think of a quick example. So if I'm someone who believes that, there's no misogyny, no sexism in our culture, there's no history of it, I think that the ways in which we've gotten to this moment is because, men and women have had equal opportunity. I have n no reference point for history. I'm coming to situations believing that I'm being fair and I'm just kind of going by what's in front of me. I am likely to can perpetuate discrimination where gender is concerned. And I think that that's important, that we have to understand where people are being, what people are being influenced by, the environments and experiences that they come from, and what inspires them or compels them to make certain decisions.
If you're listening and you suspect that maybe you did not get a raise or a promotion, or maybe you lost a job altogether and there was not a human who made the decision on it, how do you tell, number one, and number two, do you have any recourse at all?
For sure, absolutely. There's always recourse, and I think that the first step that I would recommend some people take is, consult with your human resources management people. If you have a union representative, get that person involved, but go directly to the human resources manager or director and ask questions. Ask how were these decisions made? What elements were considered? And just, inquiry is really the roadmap to getting the information that you need.
Do they have to tell you? Do they have to tell you and be upfront about it?
Absolutely, for sure. If they are I believe, especially government entities, I worked in city and county government for a while, they have to produce that information under the Freedom of Information Act. But also in a private institution, they have to share with employees how decisions are being made, because it is a matter of whether someone is or isn't being discriminated against. And there are all agencies, for the most part, have a human resources division and an EEO division, Equal Employment Opportunity Division. So I would say, if you believe that you something a decision was made and it was disparate, you experienced disparate treatment or some unfair treatment, discrimination, go and consult with those entities.
Dante, you're in human resources. Has it happened yet that what if someone goes to HR because they have a complaint that someone, whether it's a sexual harassment or just something that's inappropriate, something that's highly sensitive, highly human and personal, and is HR ever using AI to decide how to handle a situation or who decide or to decide who's at fault or something like that?
Well, yes, and there are instances where these tools can be very useful, but again, it centers around the person that's using it and their experience. For example, if I were to go to, if I had a situation like that where someone came to me and says, I feel like I've been discriminated against or harassed, the queries that I'm going to enter into tools have to do with, what are the institutional policies around it? I'm going to gather documents first, potentially upload them, have them sort through what these policies say about those documents. I'm also going to enter queries around state and federal law. What do state and federal protections say about this and what I should be doing? And then I'm also going to consider my past experiences and how I've, past practices that I've been exposed to, that I've been aware of, that I've utilized, because those are important. But if I am not experienced enough and thoughtful enough to do that, to enter those types of queries, then I may come up with an entirely different result, a result that might even place the organization at risk of going into further potential legal exposure.
So as we say goodbye here, is there an actual, ethical, legitimate way to be using artificial intelligence that doesn't end up hurting the employee?
Absolutely. I believe with all things, for example, even policies that might exist within organizations that are just kind of written down in a handbook, it all hinges on responsibility versus irresponsibility. We need to be using these tools in a responsible way, in a responsible manner.
Dante King, Human Resource Management Consultant. We appreciate your time. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.